Welcome to another episode of the David Podcast. Here with me is Mr. Henry, and today we're going to trash out all the things we talked about previously. You know, I gave you the intro previously, so today we are going to deal, you know, and dig deep into this topic. So, Mr. Henry, you can just say hi to our fans. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
How's the day?
Today is fine. Everything is fine.
How's the night?
My night is fine.
I was thinking you won't be able to make it. So what's up?
Okay. I had to reschedule my time for me to be available today.
Alright, that's great. That's cool. We've been talking about our relationship for the past 2 days now. And I thought about, you know, inviting somebody to this show. I looked around, I saw that there is no person that would be like that would match this, so I had to put a call through, and thank God you made it. Sorry. So I would just like to ask you one question before we start. Have you ever been into a relationship before?
I think yes, I've been.
Okay, so you mean you've been in a relationship before? So how was it?
It was perfect. It was a perfect relationship.
Are you serious? You know, in life there is something they do tell us, that no one is perfect. So how is it that it was perfect? Because today I want you to share your experience, tell our audience how perfect it was, and how to help them also, you know, perfect their own. So I don't know, but first of all, I'm going to clarify them on something. As I told you the other day that we are going to talk about the red light in a relationship, when to notice the red light and how to leave a relationship. First of all, I'll share a short story with you. There was this woman in the US, right? She got married to a man. They were married for like 15 years. And all of a sudden, she started noticing some changes. Note this point that I'm going to mention, right? Because we are talking about the red light in the relationship. So she started observing some changes in him. Number one thing, there will be a change in the life of your partner. That is the number one thing to notice, that there is a red light. So when this woman started noticing this red light, she was like giving it a close watch, and all of a sudden it was through. So this woman approached the husband and told him her intention of, you know, divorcing him. You know what the man did? The man killed her. Why? You know, a wise man said something: wisdom is profitable to direct. So Mr. Henry, what's your take on this short story? Do you think it's normal for the man to kill the woman?
Not normal for a man to kill a woman, especially if in a relationship. No matter the wrongs that will happen in a relationship, it's very, very abnormal for a partner to kill another partner.
Okay, but look at this. They have been married for like 15 years, right? And all of a sudden, the woman decided to divorce the man. What did you think, or what do you think rather, was supposed to be the man's action?
The next thing, he's supposed to like look for a way to win the heart of his spouse back. But if the spouse is resisting, then I think he should move on and look for a better relationship.
You know, I was about coming to that, because you said winning back the heart of the spouse. So yeah. I was about asking this question: what if the spouse have made up her mind or his mind to move on? What are you going to do in that kind of situation?
You still try your best.
Is it trying your best to persuade her to stay, or you move on? Which of them?
You try your best persuading her to stay.
Yeah. So if she doesn't, what do you do? Isn't it better you just kill her?
No. Killing her is the worst thing that you can ever do.
Wow.
and it's very abnormal.
Wow. So I do tell people something, you know, before you venture into a relationship, you have to be mature. You know, many people think, you know, previously I told you something about maturity. So many people think it's about age or whatever. But if this man was matured enough to handle this thing, he wouldn't have reacted the way he acted, right? He would have think, you know, or given it a deeper thought, right? And look for something better to come up with. But no, he didn't. Rather, he approached it the wrong way. So, Mr. Henry, can you just share a little experience of, a little, even the 1 minute of your previous relationship, sorry, you know, how it was?
Okay. I've gotten a good relationship in my past.
Yeah.
Gotten a good relationship.
Yeah.
Tried our best to make sure things work out for us.
Yeah.
In the little way we can.
Yeah.
We committed ourselves.
Yeah.
Gift everything in the hands of God and made sure that things worked out well for us.
Yeah, so did you in any way noticed any weakness in your partner? As in, you know, we used to say something, all humans are not perfect. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So did you notice any weakness in your partner? Like where she wasn't strong or good enough?
I'm trying. I didn't really, okay. I didn't really notice much weakness in my partner, though we all have weaknesses as human beings.
Yeah.
I did not really notice much weakness.
Okay. So let me reverse it to you now. Do you think in any way you had weakness that your partner tried to manage?
Okay. I had weakness in my own side, but I think both of us, we had weakness, but
yeah,
in our side, that's why I didn't really notice much weakness, but not as if there was no weakness.
Yeah.
There are weaknesses.
But you looked for a way to manage it.
Yeah, you looked for a way to manage.
About this story I just shared, what if this woman had tried to manage the man's weakness or approach the man? Would it have sounded like, normal? Or would it have been crazy for her to approach him and, you know, tell him that look at what I'm observing? Was that the normal thing she was supposed to do?
Okay, you said if she had noticed some weaknesses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sudden changes, rather.
Okay.
Because the man changed all of a sudden.
Okay.
So we can still, you know, relate it to our, as one of his weakness.
Okay.
So what would you have said, or what if you were in her shoe, what would have been the right thing to do? Is it to divorce him or approach him and tell him that look at what I noticed about you?
That's what I could have done. I could have approached really honestly. If you find out there is a weakness in somebody,
yeah,
that you're doing your partner,
yeah,
it's very, very right for you to be straightforward with the person and tell the person the actual aspects,
yeah,
the person is having lapses in,
yeah,
so that the person can amend.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's great. So, you know, about this story, we came to realize that they have been married for 15 years. They have been good, right?
Yeah.
I also want to share this little story so that we will try to balance the equation. There's this girl, she was dating a guy just of recent. So this guy do beat her up every times without number. The guy beat her up at every slight opportunity. She's been beaten up. Sometimes he locks her out of the house. That's what the guy does. And there was this fateful day that the guy, you know, the spirit came upon him again. He did it, and unfortunately for him, that was the end of the girl's life. She died. So what would you say about this? You know, they know this phrase, they were dating and not married. So was it that the girl was, you know, foolish for her to continue in that relationship?
The there's something that goes on in life that you must understand.
Yeah.
In a relationship, most times,
yeah,
you can't actually ascertain when something is about to go very, very, very wrong. It's difficult to, for someone to ascertain, because we always have hope that things will go right.
Yeah, okay.
That is how, okay.
Okay, let me ask this question. You know, there's one, we are trying to trash out something here. When to notice a red light and when to leave a relationship. The red light and how to leave.
Yeah.
This lady, she's not married to him. You know, it's not like you've been dating for like 6 months. It's like 1 year, 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah.
This guy hasn't changed. He does it right from the, let me say, for example, the third month of your relationship.
Yeah.
He's been beating you up, and now it's been like 3 years and he's not changing. Do you think God will descend and change something about him, or that's crazy?
Okay. There's an aspect someone would do something and you see it abnormal. If you're very wise enough,
yeah,
you leave it alone.
That's what I'm trying to say, because if it was something that she was like, you know, should I say, observant,
yeah,
or wise, so to say,
yeah,
she would have, you know, silent, because, you know, not because if it is by, if we want to follow the biblical aspect, if you're married, you're not expected to divorce,
yeah,
because divorce, except on the ground of adultery, as the Bible stated it.
Yeah.
But this one, it wasn't as if they were married.
Yeah.
It was just like a dating kind of stuff, you know that.
Yeah.
And you observe all this kind of thing. Do you think it won't get worse? As in, when you get married. So,
okay.
What I'm trying to say is that some ladies, you know, I don't know if they think or some, it's also applicable to the guys,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
If you notice this, let me just mention them. When all of a sudden a guy start, you know, acting up, anytime he sees you is like pissed off, or anytime she sees you, she's like, she's pissed off, you know. You know, just have it at the back of your mind that there's a red light. Number two, as just, you know, about this story I just shared, if he start beating you up, my sister, he don't reach the peak. It's above the normal level of red light. This one is more than red light. It's danger. Just run for your life, my brother. Run for your life. And also, when they start avoiding you, number three, when they start avoiding you. So, Mr. Henry, you know, about a relationship, what do you think makes it work?
Actually, things that make the relationship work is, the first thing is trust.
Alright.
The second thing is love.
Alright.
I think love, I wanted to say love before trust, but if I put love before trust, it's also okay. But trust is very essential.
Alright.
In a relationship.
Yeah. That one, I didn't know that. I never thought in that direction. Because
okay,
if this woman, you know, about the first story I shared,
yeah,
trusted the husband,
yeah,
and she observes this, she would have walked up to him and like shared what she's feeling, you know.
Yeah.
They'll trash it out because of what, the love you mentioned.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't true. So outside of love and trust, is there anything that makes up a relationship, or that, how do I put it, that can, you know, make a relationship to work out?
Love, trust, understanding. Understanding is there.
Yeah.
Understanding, having God in between in your mind.
Okay.
And both of them, having the fear of God.
Yeah.
Understanding.
Okay, you've mentioned this. What about money?
And money is also essential. Very essential. But if you there's love, there's understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it can cover up money.
Okay, let me get this straight. You know, there's a way that you can be in a relationship, and once there is no money, no matter the level of love or trust or whatever, you get, you know, tired at the long run. Have you ever noticed something like that?
Being tired if there's no money?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
It happens. Especially if there's no money at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So what's up? How do you manage it? You know, how, or if you want to advise our audience, how do you, you know, tell them, or how do you advise them on managing this kind of problem?
Okay. It's a one-sided something.
Oh, one-sided.
Yeah.
I thought it should be like two-sided, but
okay, it's both sides. It's both sided something, but
yeah.
It's deep. If there's no money,
yeah,
it's deep. It's not something that you, as a man, would be comfortable with that.
No, it's not right.
You understand?
I won't be comfortable. Yeah, that's. I won't be comfortable because it like it will be as if you, you know, all the responsibility you are giving it to the woman, right?
Yeah.
And that's crazy. So it won't spice it up because so. Having said all this, you know, we've talked about the red lights.
Yeah.
And so far so good. We've come to realize that a relationship is not a do or die affair. In a relationship, I'm not talking about marriage.
Okay.
On our next episode, I think we should be talking about marriage. But let's talk about a normal intimate, I'm sorry, let's talk about a girlfriend and a boyfriend kind of relationship for now, but maybe on our next episode we'll be talking about
marriage.
Yes. So in a normal relationship, I've come to realize so far that it's not a do or die. Oh, Mr. Henry, what's your take on that? Do you think it's a must that a relationship should work out?
It all depends. If you're in a relationship,
yeah,
you must always want to make it work. It's supposed to start the first target.
Okay.
It depends on the nature of the what you the
mindset.
Your mindset.
Okay.
You're going
what
in
if,
a relationship.
You know, because in this life we all have tests, quality that we're looking for.
Yeah.
So before you venture into a relationship, it must have been that the person you're going into a relationship with possess all this quality you're looking for. What if you venture into this relationship and it was all pretense? How do we place this?
If you venture into a relationship,
yes, and the quality you were looking for, the person you found the, you know, the quality in,
yeah,
when you ventured into the relationship with the person, you now come to realize that it was all a kind of fake life. How do you manage this?
Actually, one thing I noticed is that if you're in, if you want to go into a relationship with somebody,
yeah,
you first of all observe, take an observation on the person.
Yeah.
By an observation of the person, you can actually know.
Yeah.
You can know.
Yeah.
To an extent, how far the person will go, the
okay
kind of person the person is.
Yeah. Because we are coming to the, you know, the end of this episode.
Okay.
Let me get this straight. You know, we noticed sometime we do notice some changes in our partners, but because of the kind of love we have for them, we find it hard to leave. Is it normal? Or is it weird?
You notice some changes in your partners because they find it difficult to leave. Okay. It's a normal feeling.
It's a normal feeling.
It's a normal feeling.
So in that kind of case, what do you do?
It depends. There's a strong reason to leave the relationship. Why?
You can
leave it, yeah. But let it be that the reason is very, very tangible. It's very strong.
Yeah. It's something that's, it's worth it, right?
It's worth it, yeah.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when people get hurt in a relationship, they find it difficult to move on. Do you think there's a reason for that? As in a relationship, so when a relationship comes to a break, you know, some people find it difficult to move on. How do you handle this?
From your relationship, I'm doing okay. Okay, okay. Normally, you most times you have to you have that guilt, that ill feeling in you. You have that ill feeling like why the relationship you find why the relationship you try to know why the relationship just
came to an end
here.
Yeah.
And also, but you still have to like. You will find some time to put yourself together,
okay,
and look for a better one.
That's great. But there's this thing they used to say in a relationship. When a relationship comes to an end, if you find it difficult to move on, that's because you haven't cried. No, that's the reality.
Yeah,
that's the reality.
Okay.
You know, when something hurts you very well, right?
Yeah.
You just have to cry sometimes. If you feel that cry it out.
Okay.
After crying, you see that you're getting better.
Okay.
However, the pain, you know, moves you to react.
Yeah.
But do not react negatively. Not this.
Yeah.
Please, do not react negatively. Because most people, they can react up to this and that. They'll go an extra mile of killing the other person.
Oh, that's
which
very
is
wrong.
Very, very wrong.
Okay.
So, in a relationship, it's not something you've got to stick or want to kill yourself in. Once you notice that everything is not going right, the kind of person you were looking for is not, and you try, listen to this, if you try talking to the person 2 times, 3 times and the person remains adamant, hey, it's right time you just leave. Mr. Henry, am I saying the truth?
That's true.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because it's not a kind of thing that you want to kill yourself, right? If you notice this and you try talking to the person, just move on. So, having talked about the red light, we'll be coming to the end of this episode. On the next episode, we will also try to talk about some new things. Until then, remain blessed. This still remains the David Podcast. And Mr. Henry, I want to thank you once again for having me on the show.
Yeah,
thank you.
I thank you so much. I appreciate you.
I'm very grateful for the time.
Okay.
It's been so wonderful. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm looking forward to have you on the next show.
Okay.
I just pray you have time for this also again.
Okay, I'll make up.
Okay,
time.
We've come to the end of this. Have a nice day.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
stay alive. Somebody's gotta die. It's so strange to me. A new year, a new enemy. Another soldier gone to war. Another story told before. Now it's told again. It seems the wars will never end, but we'll make it home again, back where we belong again. We're holding on to when we used to dare to dream. Oh, we pray we live to see another day in history. Yes, we still like I've been everywhere, but someday I'll be coming home. Round and round the world will spin. Oh, the circle never ends. So you know that I'll be coming home. Coming home. Coming home.